Hi, and welcome to Unlocking Adventures, the podcast, your Disney travel podcast, and I'm Lisa Kay.
I'm John Kay.
And before we get started, I just wanted to say we've been off for a little while. I have been sick. We were on vacation, then I got sick. And so I just want to say thanks to everyone who reached out, checking in on me. I am better now. It was pretty annoying to be sick, not going to lie, but I am better. And I appreciate all of the messages and the comments on Instagram and Facebook. So just thank you to everyone.
Yeah, very hard to record when one of us has no voice.
Yes, laryngitis was tough. Yep. Fever, then laryngitis, but we're good.
Mm-hmm.
So we were supposed to record this podcast a while ago when I got sick. So we're going to record it now, and you're going to just have to deal with the fact that it's late.
Word.
So let's make the rules. So we, before I got sick, were lucky enough to be in Walt Disney World, and we got to go to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, which was awesome. We also got to go to it during a hurricane.
Important to note that the hurricane that was a tropical storm by the time it hit us was overnight, so we went to the party the Thursday night we were there.
Right.
The tropical storm was actually over Florida on Wednesday night, like late at night, and so as we went to sleep, we had our fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. Any other like superstitious things you like to do? We would, please don't cancel the party on Thursday. Don't cancel on Thursday.
When at this point, they had already closed the parks early on Wednesday, and they were delaying opening the following day, and we didn't know what time either. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was fun.
But thankfully, they did not
cancel the party.
Cancel the party, which stinks for any of the people who had chosen Magic Kingdom as their park reservation that day, because it was even less time they got to spend in the park before they were kicked out.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Get out!
But yes, so we did get to go to the party, which was great. So today we're going to talk about the party, all about the Christmas party. So if you're planning on going to it this year, hopefully this helps you, or if you're just interested in going to it in another year, you know, maybe, or if you just like to hear us talk. You know,
that would be shocking.
So before I get into it, so if you've never been or you have no idea what we're talking about, which could happen all the time.
Fair point, yep.
So this is Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is a separated ticketed event that happens in the holiday season at Walt Disney World in Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
So it's, you need a separate, it's not part of your normal park ticket. It's not any of that. You need a separate ticket to get into it, and it starts at 7 p.m. So if you don't have the special party ticket, you actually get kicked out of Magic Kingdom early by 6.
Well, they start, security starts at 6, like blocking areas off, checking for special wristbands,
Right. And if you have a ticket to this event, you get to go in at, starting at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then the party is until midnight, which is really fun. And so that's because it's a ticketed event, there's less people, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And you get special things while you're there. So there's special treats, cookies and hot cocoa and things like that. Special character appearances, exclusive shows, parades,
mm-hmm.
Fireworks, those kinds of things. So there's a lot of extras. So, but it is, like I said, an extra ticketed event. So when we went, it was $149 per adult, so that's ages 10 and up,
mm-hmm.
and then $139 for kids, so that's ages 3 to 9,
mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if they're under 3, they're free. Mm-hmm. That was my overview of it. Did I miss anything?
No, it seems pretty good, yeah.
I mean, not everybody knows what it is, so I figured.
No, it's true. Yeah, they don't.
So we thought today we do a little bit, we like lists, seems mm-hmm. to work for us, so we're going to talk about our top three favorites, likes of it, and then our top three, we don't really need these kind of things.
Like dislikes or concerns, maybe.
Concerns,
even.
Ooh.
Well, because you want to start on the list? Because
I don't care. Where do you want
to
start?
Well, because when we were making these lists, like, you got to two for dislikes, and you were like, I can't think of a third. And then I was like, well, I've got a third that we can, that I, because I struggled with a third for dislikes until I just wrote one in because I kind of wanted to
talk about it.
It kind of transitions well with what you just mentioned. Because the last thing you talked about of the overview was the cost.
Yeah.
Which is my third thing I have on there.
Okay.
So, because it's hard to, like, gauge, like, what the actual day-to-day ticket price would be, because it depends on your package, obviously. But, So the cost of it's $149 mm-hmm. for an adult. Who knows if that'll change by the time people go?
I don't know if it'll change this year.
It won't change this year. Sold out. Next year, who knows?
Mm-hmm. And it can range. So depending on when you go, it could be $139 or $149.
All right, it depends. Yeah. So in comparison to, I think it's anywhere between $100 and $120 maybe.
Day tickets?
Yeah, day ticket or something like that.
Well, now they've increased the prices of those as well. So those are actually going to be $149. And it's depending on the day that you want to go and which
park. Oh, is it actually the same price then?
Yeah.
See, now that's interesting because that would change my viewpoint then. Because I was under the impression that, like, it's an extra ticketed event. So
special ticketed event.
Special ticketed event, right. So if you're like us and you research this stuff, you know ahead of time that the big thing that you definitely shouldn't do is purchase a ticket for the same day of, especially for Magic Kingdom, because you can get into the park for the 4 to midnight, but 7 to midnight is exclusive to you and whoever else bought the tickets. And that's, as again, well, there's less people. But
so your negative right now is that you don't think it's the value is there for the timing?
I think, so like the value is, because a normal park day, you would get park opening, let's call it 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And park close without any sort of extended hours, I think is 9 or 10?
Something like that. Depending on the day, it could be later.
Depending on the day. But like more than 12 hours, like that sounds like a lot when you think about it, like staying in a park for 12 hours. But then...
Not that we've never done that.
But then, so for the same price, we'll call it, since tickets went up, or a little bit more... You're getting 4 to midnight, so 8 hours, so minus about four or whatever. And you're getting the some extra stuff, like you mentioned. Like there's the special treats you get at a couple of the eateries around the place. And then the parades and stuff, those are themed to be Christmassy and more so than the ones during the day. But is that worth the extra price? It's worth it to check it out once. But by the end of it, I was kind of would I do it again? I don't know.
Well, let's hold off on that question until the end, because maybe after we have this discussion, we'll see.
Okay, then.
Plus, you're kind of jumping ahead, and that was how I was going to end the episode, so wait
a minute. That's a preview.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I don't think that's how that works.
Well, you got to tell me these things before we just jump straight into this.
No, because when I tell you things, then you plan exactly what you're going to say, and it doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound organic.
So you're saying you're negative. Your dislike.
I would
was
throw
the cost.
A cost on there, but that's fine. You know.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I think if you're strategic with the cost, so like what you were saying. So the way that we did it was that if there wasn't a hurricane,
what
we had originally planned for our day was that we had we had 2 days of parks, and then that day was going to be our rest day. Go to the pool, enjoy the resort. And go to that park at night.
Yeah.
And that was how we were using our rest day, which I think was the best way to do it. But
tropical storm notwithstanding.
Yes. So then there was a hurricane, and so we didn't get to use the pool. We did get.
Well, we did, but it wasn't.
It was freezing, and you lasted 20 minutes in the pool.
It was so bizarre. Side note.
Yeah.
It was still open. The pool still opened at 10. You still got to go down there.
People were in there all day.
People were in there all day. The kids and I went down there for a little bit because they wanted to. I'm like, kids, it's still windy and rainy out, and they're like, let's do it. You're like, okay.
Yeah. It was crazy. I mean, and we got to. Do some stuff in the resort, which was cool. That wouldn't have happened without the hurricane. But besides the point,
it worked out that we didn't happen. Yeah,
I agree. Buy a park ticket and then also buy a party ticket. I don't think it's worth it to go to a park in the morning and then go to the party at night. However, I have heard that if you go to Magic Kingdom on a party day and that's your park, there's far less people there because they don't want to waste their day on a limited amount of hours. And limited, if you go there bright and early at opening, and then you stay until you get kicked out at 6.
It's still a decent amount of time.
Yeah, especially if you have little kids who can't last the whole day anyway, and they're going to be done.
It's a fair point.
Or if you get a park hopper, and then you just hop to another park.
That's
so
true.
I think that there is that value, we went to Magic Kingdom the next day, which was also a party day. We went to Magic Kingdom.
We started there, yeah.
And there weren't really that many lines. So it was actually a really good use of our time, and then we hopped somewhere else.
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
So for me, I don't think the cost is terrible. I think if it was much higher, then we could have a different conversation.
Let's see what happens next year, what it turns out to be. All right, so what was your... Let's go to the likes list then, right?
We can mix it up.
I
think let's start with number three.
Sure.
Right? So what I think was my number three, so one being the best.
Clearly,
number three for me, I really enjoyed the parade. I think the parade was phenomenal, and I don't like parades. I don't like to wait and sit
You don't like to camp out.
No, but I don't even need to really watch parades. I just don't really care. Mm-hmm. You know, yay, parades. And that's my whole, which is interesting because I sat and watched the Thanksgiving Day parade from my house. But I was also in my house. I didn't have to stand.
Well, that's different, yeah.
And crowd with people. I don't like that part.
Yeah.
There's two parade times. There's an early one and a later one. Mm-hmm. And it's crowded. And people want to watch the parade. And it's long.
Yeah.
But I will say that what I really liked about the parade was that every float was scented. So when there was a gumball float with Goofy on it, mm-hmm. and you could smell the candy, or Maribel had like a cookie float or a baking float, and they had scents that they pumped into the crowd. It was like fresh baked cookies.
Clearly not far enough, since I was at the back and didn't get any of these scents.
You know what you mean? You just push up front.
I also had a double stroller with two sleeping children.
Well, yeah,
so
that's a whole other thing. But
yeah, anyways.
But so I think that was such a cool part of the parade.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it was very long, but I wasn't not
much longer than I thought.
Yes, it was a very long parade. It was a lot of standing for that kind of parade. But I was very surprised and excited. I knew that they were going to do that because mm-hmm. I read about it, obviously. But it was really cool to just be there and smell it and be kind of like feel like more and more into it. And what I also really liked was that Mickey and Minnie were the front of the parade and not the headliner, right? Because Santa was the headliner.
That threw me off a little bit.
Yeah. Because I remember you were like, well, that's the shortest parade I've ever
seen. Yeah, that's literally what I said. I'm like, oh, all right, well, oh well.
But I just think they did a very good job. I could have done without the creepy gingerbread cookie men. So creepy. But they're going to haunt my nightmares forever. But I think the rest of the parade was very well done. And you got to see a lot of different characters. And I think, you know, they interacted really well with the crowd. And so I think...
Very well with the crowd. Yeah, definitely.
What about you?
So...
Were you a fan of the parade?
Oh, I enjoyed it. Like I said, I stood... I want to say it was like probably six people deep.
Mm-hmm.
Like the number of people standing. This was the very first parade of the night.
Yeah, that was probably the worst idea that we did.
Well, that was funny too because there was the people that were kind of going along. They were keeping separations because... They were like, people still need to get from point A to point B. And so they were making the announcements going, hey, everybody, this isn't the only parade. And everyone's just kind of still standing there like, what's your point?
Yeah.
Like, we're still going
to
stand here.
Well, and I think we would have went to the later parade if we had any idea that the kids were going to wake up. Right?
True. Yeah.
We were kind of a little bit defeated at that point because the kids fell asleep so early.
That was the weird thing about the day, too, was the fact that because of the way that the weather affected things, they didn't nap either, so they were tired already, but that's, you know, that's one thing. They did wake up at some point, so.
Sure. What was your number
three? So my number three goes back to something you referenced earlier about kind of the exclusivity of the thing, and this is not knowing, like, how many tickets they actually dole out mm-hmm. or allow people to buy. The short wait lines, like I think, like checking the app, the My Disney Experience app, all night. I don't think I saw a single wait time for any ride that was longer than maybe 30 minutes.
And even so, I think that posted wait time was incorrect because you like walked on to Space Mountain.
Yeah, that was very, very like, because Abby is just now tall enough, 44 inches, I believe, is Space Mountain's height. You're not a fan of it because it's too, like, rickety.
Well,
Gregor like,
passed out.
Well, mm-hmm. it's not just that. I mean, you're not the biggest fan of it in the
first
place.
Well, yeah, it hurt my head a lot. I know, I love Space Mountain, and I loved the nostalgia of it when I was a kid, but, like, I'm old now.
Oh, right. So, the simple fact that, yeah, like, when you're there during the regular, on a regular park day, no special events or anything, yeah, that line's always, man, this stinks. But even, like, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train... Like, we didn't go on that, mostly because...
Gregory doesn't go on roller coasters.
Gregory doesn't want to go on it. Again, the aforementioned kids were sleeping at the first part of everything. but like there was the wait time for that was very short. We ended up going on the Jungle, which was Jingle Cruise, the next day because we lightning laned it. But the wait time for that also wasn't that long either.
Yeah.
And that was one of my favorite things, was being able to like, look at that app and go, you know, I don't feel this overwhelming anxiety of, everything has this giant wait time. We've got two kids that, as today proved on the Polar Express, when do we get to see Santa? Like, well, you gotta wait. And that's part of the game, is you have to wait. I know you don't like to wait in lines either.
I don't do that.
But like, it was nice to look at that app and just be like, oh, look, we can actually pick basically whatever we want. And wander over there. And because we did not have Genie Plus.
You can't have that for that.
But I'm just saying, like, even if it was an option, I don't think we would have done it anyways. No. Because what's the point?
Well, and that goes back to, you know, the cost of it. You know, we didn't have to wait, which was, I agree. That was definitely on my list as well. That's actually my top one on my list.
Oh.
My number one was that there was no wait lines. Like, we walked on to everything we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I think I rode Buzz Lightyear Spin twice.
That would mark the second time. I don't know how many times for you overall, but twice now in my lifetime of going to Magic Kingdom, at some point, I think the timing has always been when it was during the fireworks. The fireworks are going off. There's nobody in the line. And it's so weird to just, like, you see the queue there. It's all empty. But nope, you cut straight through and just go straight on the ride. Abby and I went on because Gregory had woken up. Mm-hmm. And we went on Space Mountain. That's what it was. Yeah. We got on Space Mountain, got off, and you're like, oh, we're on Buzz Lightyear. Or you were waiting for... Oh, this was the whole thing. We were waiting for Monsters, Inc.
And then Gregory had to go to the bathroom.
So Abby and I went on to Buzz Lightyear. I swear to you, we were the only two people on the ride.
Oh, yeah.
I looked up and down. I was like, there's nobody else on this ride.
Gregory and I had just gotten off of it when you were getting on it. And then we were at Monsters, Inc. And then, fun fact, there are no bathrooms when you're in Monsters, Inc. And it's very hard to get out of Monsters, Inc. when you have a three-year-old who has to go potty.
Especially when everything's marked emergency exit. You're like, well, if I walk through this door, am I going to set off an alarm?
Yeah, that was terrible. so, yeah, fun fact.
But, yeah, so wait times was, like, number one for you.
That was my number one thing because you could do basically everything. It was, like, you know, you could go anywhere. Some things had waits, but it wasn't terrible, you know, because, like, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or Peter Pan, which I still don't understand, could get wait times up to, like, 2 hours during regular park days.
I don't think we'll ever understand that, yeah.
No, I don't understand. But this, you could just walk onto almost every single thing you wanted to walk onto.
Absolutely, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want to go to then... We'll do kind of a like, dislike.
You want to just dump back and forth?
Yeah, why not? So what was... Yes. You... I only have two dislikes.
Sure.
So do you want to do you want to do a dislike?
Yeah. Okay. So this is more of like a comment I would make, something I would maybe change. So one of the treats you get is hot chocolate. However, it's not just hot chocolate. It's cider is one of the things they say, not alcoholic, just regular apple cider.
Right.
And eggnog turns out to be the other one. But mm-hmm. that's what they have. Now, so if you're not into eggnog, that automatically eliminates one right there. There isn't a hot chocolate option at that. It's a Tortuga Taverns where you get eggnog. There is no other option there. It's just eggnog. So if you don't like eggnog, that one's knocked off the list for that. Still get the cookie, but you can't get that there. If for whatever crazy reason hot chocolate isn't your thing, some people don't, then I think that knocks out two spots. Because I believe it's Cosmic Rays, Tortuga Tavern, the Pinocchio restaurant in the back, and I forget what the fourth one was. Oh, the Columbia House, or whatever. In my mind, there's so many other like things they could have done with your choice, with the drink choices, and it could be something as simple as like one's a hot chocolate and the other one's like a mint hot chocolate or something, like, just to like spice it up.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like it was bland for like drink variety there, and that's one of the like free things you get, but it was kind of just like you know.
Well,
I don't know,
so that was also on my list too.
Sorry.
No, it's fine, I can talk about it though. So I it wasn't even that, it was just like you said, everything was bland. I felt like that, like, I agree the choices were kind of
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, yes, you got free cookies and free hot chocolate and all of that, but it wasn't it wasn't the best hot chocolate I've ever had. And also, if you have any allergies, there's only one spot where you can go to get allergy-friendly cookies. And there is no, I don't believe there was an allergy-friendly hot chocolate.
No,
I didn't see one.
As far as I was aware, no.
So, like, and I can't have eggnog or hot chocolate typically anyway, so unless it's non-dairy.
They simply do not agree with you, yeah.
Yes. So, though I did have them because I was like, yeah, I gotta try them. Clearly. And they weren't as good as I would like them to be. Plus, I will say that they were very hot, considering, you know, there's little kids there, so then you have to figure out how to cool them down. Which was hard.
Which the only way to do that is if you have an oversupply in the back, basically. Over, like, yeah.
And the not all of the places, but, like, some of them, it was a very long wait to get those things.
Cosmic Rays was probably the worst, I would say.
Yeah, just to, like, get cookies and hot cocoa. It's like, it just, there was this big long line, and everybody's, like, it just took a while. And for me, it just wasn't worth it to wait and get all these cookies and do all these things, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you got, like, sugar cookies and chocolate chip cookies. And I think the chocolate chip cookies were probably the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it wasn't the best dessert or best treat I could have had.
No.
And I agree. I wish there was a little bit more variety of different things you could have done, like different varieties of hot chocolate or hot apple cider. And, you know, because it was just, like, cold apple cider. You know, it didn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, it wasn't anything to write home about.
Yeah. You know, or if there was other options, like just something else, something to, you know, drive it a little bit more home. And
Yeah. We
figured out how to find all the things eventually because there was like markings outside and all that. But I also felt like it was kind of hard to find some of them. Like we kind of just wandered in at one point and we're like, oh yeah, we didn't
get... Felt like it was an afterthought.
Yeah.
The markings. Because they said like, oh, look for the candy canes. And in my head, I instantly went, that's what I have to look for? These, like, tiny candy canes? But it wasn't. It was an inflatable thing, but that's not what I was looking for in the first place.
But I guess what I was trying to think the equivalent of is that, like, they have, like, the cookie trail at Epcot, and that's not even an after thing. That's, like, during the...
Right, that's anyone gets access to that, basically.
It's like, yeah, well, you pay for it, I believe.
Well, yeah, it's not free.
Yeah, but...
Neither is this, technically speaking.
You know, so it's like, I almost wish if they were going to do something, and I wish it was more themed towards the lands they were in, if anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so when you go to Epcot, you get, like, things... When you go to the Food and Wine Festival, the food is, like, in the areas and in the country. So could they have done, like, a special kind of hot chocolate? And it was, like... Because it was in Tomorrowland was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more like a futuristic... I don't know. Or, you know, if it was in Fantasyland, it was a little bit extra. It was, like, you know, Cinderella's, you know... They could have done something a little bit more. I mean...
Yeah.
We went to Ogda's Cantina, and there was... Like a donut on a cup, on a drink. Was it a donut? Was it a donut?
No, it was like a giant Oreo.
Whatever it was.
Or,
like
or a cookie or something
so like
that.
So,
like,
they
yeah.
do these fancy drinks, so why not do something a little bit extra for
oh, yeah.
that type of event, you know? Like, with a special marshmallow that looked like a castle or something.
That
even if it was
awesome.
Like a marshmallow castle, and, like, those things can't be that expensive.
I agree, yeah.
But it kind of tasted like powdered hot chocolate mix, you know? It didn't even, you know.
It wasn't something that, like, I
yeah.
felt like, I'll never be able to get this again. Like, actually, it probably could.
Right? Like, I was like, at one point, we were like, let's just go get some popcorn. Like,
which we did.
We did get popcorn. I do love popcorn.
Yeah.
And we had a popcorn bucket,
yep.
which you can use, so.
Yes, thank goodness.
But yeah, that was also on my list, too, so. Okay, we want to go back to likes. Is this kind of confusing going back and forth?
No, because we're expressly stating the back and forth thing.
So, my number two, like, my next one for likes, it were the Christmas overlays, like, the specialties on the rides, because I feel like it made the rides feel new, and different. So, like, I know, like, Tomorrowland Speedway had the special Christmas lights when you drove through, the Space Mountain ones. I didn't go on Space Mountain, but when we got stuck on the People Mover and I got to see the Christmas lights flashing.
Yeah.
But you were on it. Like, what was the ride?
That's ironically my number one, actually.
Oh, was the Christmas overlays?
Well, no, not... Well, specifically the Space Mountain
Oh,
one.
Okay.
But anyway, keep going. Yeah, I'll get to that in a second.
But yeah, so you had, like, the special Christmas music for Space Mountain, or... I love Monsters, Inc., Laugh Floor, and I'll
and
always go see
it. Like,
and then they made it, like,
made
a Christmas
yeah.
special, or a holiday special one. So they just made it a little different,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, it just made it feel more special. and gave everything kind of a little once over, and it made it feel like you were in a whole new park because they did this little extra.
Well, how about, so like the Jungle Cruise became the Jingle Cruise.
Yes.
Each one of their boats had the names on top, but then had a slightly Christmassy effect to it. So it was a Christmas name. I can't remember
right
off the top of my head. As you're going through the ride itself, like different areas actually had like gifts, like Christmas gifts out and stuff. And the guides did more holiday themed jokes.
Right.
So it wasn't just like your typical like dad jokes. It was like dad jokes with a holiday twist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As an example. But there was I do agree with you. Like there was a lot of Christmas overlays throughout the park that you're like, oh, okay, this is really awesome. Like the Tomorrowland Speedway one you mentioned was kind of funny because when we rode on it that night, that day, it was like misting in our face a little bit and the lights hadn't been turned on at that point. It was still fun to do, but then we got on the People Mover later and we're like, oh, look, it lit. Oh, we missed out on doing that one.
It was cool.
But yeah, that's
just the little extra, you know, the little extra that they did, I thought was very, very cool.
And what makes it cool is the fact that it's nighttime when they do that. So I would be, it would intrigue me to find out, I'm intrigued to find out, proper English, please, if on a regular park day, like obviously it becomes nighttime, the park's still open on regular park days, would they still do that holiday lighting for like Tomorrowland Speedway? Or do they say, no, that only goes on for...
I think it's only for the party.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, or like, and then the week of Christmas, all of that stuff comes out.
Well, that makes sense.
Like, between Christmas and New Year's.
But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so, is that, like, special lighting that's only for the Christmas party, and then, like, during a regular park day, it's like, oh, no, you don't get this special lighting.
I think some of those are very special to the party.
I like that.
Yeah.
Makes you feel privileged.
Well, that's the point.
Well, that is true, yes.
So what was yours?
So...
Or do you want to talk about Space Mountain?
No, I can do my number two first. So, while I wasn't the biggest fan of the drink variety, I'm a sucker for sweets, and every place had a different cookie.
Oh, so you were a big fan of the cookies.
Well,
you did wolf down those cookies.
Well, yeah. So each one was like, I'm trying to remember, one was a snickerdoodle, so obviously I destroyed that one. There was a chocolate chip one, and then there were two different frosted ones.
Yes, you ate all of those.
And then some, because we brought some home.
Yes, because the kids were asleep, and we're like, well, we have to get their cookies, and then we never gave them to
them. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? No, I didn't eat them at the time, but they didn't know about them, so it's fine. Who cares? They don't listen to this podcast. Doesn't matter.
That's why every time they eat your Pop-Tart, you can't get mad.
No, doesn't work that way. No. But there was... I didn't know what to expect from cookie variety. But after, like, seeing, like, it was hot chocolate the first two, and then I think those were the two frosted stations, I'm like, it's probably just we frosted at the other two as well. But then when the snickerdoodle popped up, I was like, ooh, snickerdoodle,
well,
yes!
Well, of course. As soon as we found the snickerdoodle, because I asked people about it, too, because you were like, I need the snickerdoodle. That's what I need. It's your favorite cookie, so.
It's one of my kryptonites, yes.
Yes, snickerdoodle.
And then, obviously, chocolate chip.
Very good.
Right, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
the sugar cookie was okay. It tasted... Like it was a sugar cookie with the frosting on it.
It's pure sugar, basically.
It wasn't the best, but I will say the chocolate chip cookie was probably my favorite. I wish it was a hot chocolate chip cookie, though.
That'd be hard to do, though, because they were all, like, wrapped and packaged.
But that's what I'm saying. They were all individually packaged cookies that you got. What I think I was expecting was fresh-baked cookies.
Which wasn't the case, yeah.
Right. You know, like, that, mm-hmm. I think, would have elevated it. If you went and there was fresh-baked cookies and you got, like,
a tray...
Yeah, you know, it would probably be a lot harder to coordinate, but...
Right, it's already chaos. Like you said, Cosmic Rays was already a nightmare of people going up in the lines to get their stuff.
A slightly warm chocolate chip cookie, it would have been awesome.
No, you're not wrong.
You know, and if they could have coordinated that in a way and you got a free chocolate chip cookie and... been great. I would have been so happy just sitting there with a hot chocolate chip cookie.
See, it's the small things.
And that's the thing. It's those tiny little touches that I just really like warm chocolate chip cookies.
Nope, that's totally fair. All right.
They make me happy.
Happiness is important.
What are we on? Are we on dislikes?
Yeah, whatever the last dislike.
Yeah, you do your dislike first.
So, I honestly struggled with the dislike list. Because there wasn't too much that I actually, like, disliked about the Christmas party. It was a lot
If you say the same thing I said, I'm going to be mad.
I don't think I did.
All right.
And because this is more of a personal pet peeve of mine, And it's not unique to the Christmas party. It's everywhere all the time. But I feel like there was less people, and I thought maybe, oh, this won't be as big of a problem. But just the number of people that I don't know if they think that they're a gift to this world, to everyone else and stuff like that. But, you know, poor cast members, they're just trying to cordon areas off of people that say, like, you can stay here if you want to camp out for the parade that's going to be an hour from now, or the fireworks an hour from now. And they just stand, people is my number one on there, because they just stand wherever they want to. They camp out with all their crap wherever they want to. And then when somebody's like, hey, listen, you can't do it, all of them act this way. Some of them are like, oh, okay, I'll move in. Others are like, I'm here for the fireworks. Like, yeah, but you can't stand there. Why not?
Well, and there was, like, when we were waiting for the parade, there was, like, a number of people who were, like, standing on top of the big, what were those things?
Well, it was in Frontierlands. So it was like a bunch of, like, boxes, basically.
Yeah, they were climbing on things you're not supposed to climb on, and they told them multiple times. The truth is that when you go to Disney,
you just deal with that.
There are people everywhere, and people are rude. And not cast members, per se, but, like, people are rude when it comes to certain things, and that also comes down to the fact that, like, people think that they need to camp out for a parade for an hour or for fireworks for 2 hours. Yep. And if that's what you want to do and that's how you want to enjoy your vacation, fine. But here's what's going to happen if you camp out, no matter what you do, because it happened when we were waiting for the parade. People at the last minute are going to go in front of you and block you, or they're going to put their child on their shoulders, and you're not going to see anyway.
It's what they do.
So just stop trying.
Going to get more frustrated.
Like, so I don't usually wait for shows, right? I just don't see the point. Mm-hmm. You can watch them in your hotel room and get a great view. You know, like, that's just who I am, right? And also, for a while, Gregory didn't like fireworks. He was afraid of them.
Correct.
Yeah. So I usually hung out with him, which was fine. I had no problem with that. Mm-hmm. When we had our whole bathroom fiasco at Monsters, Inc., when I had to figure out how to get him to the closest bathroom, it's not that close, and running with the 3-year-old, and I'm like, please don't go, please don't go.
Yeah.
So when we got out of the bathroom, the fireworks had started. So we were right by the bathrooms by...
In Tomorrowland.
Yeah. And we walked out, and we could see the fireworks, and it was far back, but it was still really cool to see them, and Gregory was excited and got to watch them, and we didn't run around and talk and, like, had to bump into the bed. I'm standing next to some cast members who were super sweet. And so I just think, first of all, those shows are huge. You can see them from everywhere.
I was
going
to say, we even got on the People Mover and caught, like, the tail end of it, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're not going to really miss it. But if it's really what you want to do and that's what you're... Fine. But just know that even if you pick the perfect spot 10 minutes before the show, you're going to get blocked off unless you do, like, they have the special dessert parties. Like, if it's something that's really important to you that you need to see them, spend the extra money and go to a dessert party or an after party or whatever it's called. And you can get a view there. You can see things. Sometimes they have dinner and shows like that. Do that. Because that's the only way to really, I think, guarantee it. And then you're not wasting time, in my opinion, waiting around for 2 hours and you could be doing something else.
That's what I want. Remember our August trip when we ate at Rose and Crown, which was amazing. They had, I don't know if they'll still have it.
Oh, the fireworks package?
It was like a dinner fireworks package. Do that, because at least then you know for a fact that's like, look, this area is cordoned off for people who are actually here to eat.
Right.
And do this if you're not out.
Right, and yes, it's not free, not necessarily always cheap.
But at least you get dinner with it. It's not like you pay for a spot
or dessert,
to stand
depending
for,
on the party.
Yeah, whatever it
or
is.
Or the package. But just, you know, that's just what it's going to be. But, I mean, I feel bad because people get blocked and those kinds of things. I feel bad because I don't really care. Like, I think fireworks are pretty, but uh-huh. I don't need to push myself or wait for two. I don't want to wait 2 hours to wait for a show.
And
I don't
want to do that. It's like, so when we got...
Like Fantasmic, and there were people... I love Fantasmic.
Oh, when you heard there was like hour-long waits to get in
but
there. Like,
I'm
no
like,
thanks.
You know what? I'm
hours,
good. Instead,
yeah.
I'm going to go on...
A ride.
On Rise of Resistance while that's happening.
Well, and that's like, so when we saw the parade, we were in Frontierland, which is where the parade starts.
Right.
Any of the parades really start, for that matter. And like they were clearly telling people you need to leave a lane open for people that are trying to get across, because not everyone is standing around waiting for the parade. They're trying to like move around and go places. So anyone who was there, like most of the people that were there when we got there, they were pretty cool about it. Like there was a family in front of me who's like less than one, I forget how many months old they said the kid was, cared less about the parade and more about the weird faces I was making.
Right.
Which is normal. But like they wanted a clear lane open. So anybody who was already there was like, okay, yep, got it. They spread out. Every new group of people was like, sweet, opening right in the front. And then people go, no, 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 you're not allowed to. And most people were like, oh, okay, got it. There was a few that came up, they're like, what are you talking about? This, I'm gonna go up to the front. No, you're not, because we were told you have to leave that space open. No, no, I'm above all this, I don't have to. No, we're all so gonna stop you. Band it together as a group and be like, nope, no, you're not.
So this is gonna, unpopular opinion here. I also get really mad. Like, there was a family who was obviously had been holding their spot, and they were up front, and they had, like, their kids or whatever. Yeah. And there was another family who kept trying to push their kid next to them. And they're like, why can't my daughter stand in front of you? Like, to this random person. And I was like, you know, they've been waiting. They want to be next to their kid. Like, I want to experience it. Like, I want to watch my kid's face when I do it. I don't want some random person's kid in front of me that, for some reason, I'm going to feel like I need to watch them and make sure they don't run into the parade route.
Right.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like kids stay in front of me because I didn't really care. But I was like, I'm not, like, you can't just make a family move because your child is so, and then throw a hissy fit about it, you know?
And going along with that, there was the family who had, like, the small kid who was riding, the dad had her initially, and then the mom was feeding her, and that's, I had more interactions with the kid, and then the grandmother, too, who I was chatting with in the back. But they had a couple of kids, probably, like, 7 or 8, maybe around that age, and they were kind of hesitating towards the back. And the parents are like, oh, man, we really kind of want them to see. They were the ones that ended up in front of you,
which is fine.
Which I told them, I said, do you see the nice lady in the poncho up there? Because I think it's still been raining at that point. And I said, listen, go up. I'm sending you guys a go up there. And the parents are like, you sure? I'm like, they're all shorter than her. It's fine. Yeah. Go up front there. It's not a big deal. She's going to laugh. Don't worry about it. And that's fine because our kids are sleeping. So it's not like we're taking that opportunity away from them. They were asleep. And even then, like, I'm 6 feet tall, so if, like, one of the kids wants to see it and they can't get up to the front with one of us, I can always stand in the back and put them on my shoulders. Because, again, I can see pretty much everything because I'm 6 feet tall. And I'm not the tallest person in the world, but I can see most everything from the back and not have to worry about it.
Right. And then to that argument, there are people who are there who may not even be with kids, but they really want to see the parade.
Which is fine, too.
And that's their bit, and they're allowed to. So it's just, don't just push yourself, like, there was some family who was, like, pushing their stroller in front of other people. And I was like, you know, that takes a lot of space. And there are people who have been waiting here. Like, I don't care, but I can tell that it's really hurting those people's feelings. So, you know, just,
facial expressions are much easier to read everywhere. When you get to our age, which is mid-30s, it's much easier to, like, read people's expressions and understand,
And the truth is that those parades are tall. So you're going to be able to see them. They're not on the ground.
The only
you know?
Things you probably will have trouble seeing
were the creepy gingerbread men.
I wasn't going to be there, but that's the same concept as anything that's on ground level.
Right.
Like any characters but walking on ground level. Yeah.
Very few characters were ground level. Everything was high up.
I'll use another example of exactly what you're talking about. So on the Magic Kingdom Day, we ate what turned out to be awesome hot dogs
at Casey's Corner,
which were amazing. And we were seated outside. It was a little hot and
The
parade was going by. But you know what? We could see pretty much everything, even though there was plenty of other obstacles in the way. We had clear views.
They're so tall.
They're so tall. The only thing you couldn't see was the glass, like, float came through, and I think, like, Pluto and Goofy were behind it.
Right, on the floor. But
I see, like, Goofy's Santa hat, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically, like, but again, you're going to deal with that on every park day, too. People
is what you're probably.
But I had false hopes that with less people there, it wouldn't be as dramatic.
It was. It was less dramatic than a normal parade. I will say.
Yeah.
But yes, there were still people being people.
And I will say that in, like, the box people, the original group did get down, and then new people jumped onto it.
Yeah.
Which, again, that's the concept of.
It's all safety.
It's a safety thing, but, like, if nobody's there to initially tell them, "Hey, no, you don't." But yeah.
We're still on dislikes, right?
Yes.
So my number one dislike, and this is I don't know if it's controversial, but or hard, but my number one dislike was that it was so late and we have little kids. That was my, like, and the controversy about that is that you can't, what are you going to do, close Magic Kingdom even earlier? But it's any of these, like, whenever we have extended hours or we go to these late night parties, the challenge is that we have a 5 and a 3-year-old. And the party is 7 to midnight. And we were like, we had a whole plan where we're going to get them to nap so that we could stay up later. And literally, they both felt, the party started at 7 and they fell asleep at 7:15.
Yeah, so, they didn't last. Yeah.
So it was hard to go to these things when you have little kids. And you're spending 100, like you said, in terms of the cost, you're spending 100, we spent $139 on each of them.
Yeah.
And they napped for a long time.
And that's something I should have brought up during the cost part, but.
But it's, yeah. It's hard, like. I think, and we mentioned it that day, it would have been really cool to go with just us, you know, because we were up the whole time. We would have pushed through. We would have been, you know,
You know what? But, we probably would have jumped on every single ride because there was no lines.
But it was hard because the kids fell asleep. They ended up, we ended up waking them up after like 2 hours or something.
Abby woke up on her own.
Right.
But then we woke Gregory up.
Well,
he slowly.
Abby woke up because you were like, Abby, you want to go on Space Mountain? And she just popped up.
Yeah, it's like she heard the words and were like, what?
Gregory woke up because I was like, you want a cookie? And he was like, yes.
Well, that'll do it.
But, you know, it was still very late. So they fell asleep at around 7:15. I think they woke up maybe 2 hours later. We did stay at the park until like 11:45. We were there until almost close.
And the kids were awake up until
but
the
they
end.
Were a mess. The next day where they were exhausted and we had to be up early to go park, you know. So
we soldiered through it, yeah.
We did soldier through it, but and because it was our last full park day, so we were like, we have to use it because of the hurricane and everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I would have really liked if there is ever a way for those parties to be earlier so that you can, you know,
it would be nice.
Enjoy it with little kids, because they had that really cool Disney Junior dance party thing going on.
In the back, and the kids were asleep.
Yeah,
so
and
we
so,
went
like,
back and watched
Vampirina
it.
Was there,
Goofy,
and I think was Pluto there?
Pluto showed up. It was
Doc McStuffin, I think, was there. No,
Fancy Nancy
was there, and it was this really, and there wasn't that many kids there either.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
There was only like 5 kids, so it was a really cool. If they had been awake, Abby would have loved it.
She would have
been able to dance with Vampirina, because the last time we saw Vampirina, we couldn't hug her yet. She was still social distancing Vampirina.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So the fact that she would have been able to, like, dance with her and everything, I think would have been awesome for her.
Yeah.
But they were, we tried to wake them up, but we couldn't. And so it's very hard when you have those little kids. And I think if there hadn't have been a hurricane and we had been able to do the pool in the morning, wear them out, take that afternoon nap we had talked about, and then go to the park, it would have helped. But, you know,
that's
we had to deal with what we had.
Parenting 101 there. It's hard to get kids down for a nap when there isn't these, like,
the
physical
energy,
activities
yeah.
for them to get the energy out so that they'll actually feel like napping. Or even just resting in bed. They didn't want
to
do that.
No, they wanted to run around and do all this.
Yeah.
And then they were so tired because we had the 2 exhausting park days. And then, you know,
If it hadn't been as cold at the pool that day, I would have kept them down there longer. But I myself was like, I don't want to go under the water. It's
right.
so freaking cold
right.
out here. Abby went down the slide twice and was like, oh,
right.
it's so cold.
So, you know, you live and learn. I think hopefully next time there isn't a hurricane, so it works out a little bit better.
That
but,
would be ideal.
You know, that's just kind of what it was. So that
yeah.
was probably my number one dislike, was the timing.
Okay.
When you have little kids.
Yes.
Okay, so now I guess it's number one like. Do you want to go first?
Yes. So going back a little bit earlier, because you mentioned it, mine, honestly, and this is like super specific, my number one like was the lights and the Christmas music in Space Mountain, because I wasn't expecting it.
Mm.
So
it was cool to be stuck on the people mover to watch it.
Right. You got treated to it, because I told Abby and I told you about it after we got off. And you're like, oh, that was cool. And then you saw it. But, like, so the previous day, like, we had rope dropped Hollywood Studios amongst the rain and stuff before the big tropical storm came through. And we went on Alien Swirling Saucers, Gregory and I, because he didn't want to do Slinky Dog. And it was a Christmassy version of the song. So I was like, ooh, this is really awesome. You didn't expect that. So when we got onto Space Mountain, I was like, okay, this is cool. We're getting onto Space Mountain, and it was a 20-minute wait. I'm like, oh, 20-minute right. wait. What is that? Nobody knows what that is. And Abby was like, oh, okay, Space Mountain, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we get on the ride, and I'm just expecting, you know,
the Space normal Mountain, ride, yeah.
Normal. And then once we launched and got into the building itself, and it's red and green lights everywhere, and there's Christmas music, I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't ready for, like, any of that.
She's going to be so disappointed when she goes to Space Mountain and it's normal again.
Right. But that's what was, like, because sometimes, like, when you, like, you go on a ride like that and you get to experience it and you're like, oh, this really cool effect they did only for this, and, like, someone else in your party didn't get to do it. But then you go on People Mover, and then we had to stop for a second. And, oh, look, it was still going on with the ride. We're like, cool, you get to see it now. Here
we
it
got
is.
The People Mover broke down while we're in the Space Mountain part. So it was awesome because we got to experience
it. Yeah, you get to see it and listen to the music. You're like, check it out. You got to experience it without having to get on the ride itself.
When was the last time you've been on Space Mountain before that? When we went, probably without kids.
2015.
Yeah.
That's like a good 7 years ago, yeah.
7 years ago, I could handle it.
That's weird to say out loud, but it's true.
I know. Well, when I went on in June, did I go in June?
You went in June with your sister, yeah.
I don't know what, it was so shaky for me. Like, yeah. I couldn't do it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, so when we went as adults before we had kids, you could just ride whatever you wanted. And then when we had kids, like the first time in March of 2020, neither of them were tall enough to do any of that stuff. Right. And we weren't about to just solo go on it. Didn't make sense. So yeah, it's been that long, so it was cool to go on it in the first place. It was even cooler that it had the Christmas, again, I didn't do any research on the rides. I just knew there was going to be Christmas overlays.
I'm actually shocked
like
you
that.
Didn't do any research.
Well, no,
that's very unlike you.
I went to the website and I checked it out and I was like, oh cool, there's like going to be like rides with the overlays and stuff, but that isn't something I expected,
right?
You know, so to go on to a ride and be surprised like that, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, because that's another thing that I'm pretty certain that you wouldn't get during a regular park day. Mm-hmm. I don't think. I'd have to look it up and see. But I'm pretty certain that would be a thing. Because if that's the case, then that would be one of my reasons to, like, do the Christmas party. So that you could go, like you just pointed out, it feels like a completely different Magic Kingdom. Because everything's gotten a different overlay. Not everything. Things have gotten a different overlay. There's new light displays and all that stuff. Carousel's Progress is still what it is, probably.
It was broken.
Well, yeah, it was broken when we did it, so it didn't matter. But even, like, so, on a side note, they had, like, there was supposed to be a show in Tomorrowland. We spent a lot of time in Tomorrowland.
We love
around there.
I love
yeah, we do.
Well,
it was meant to be like that. It was supposed to
totally
be a show.
Totally Tomorrowland
of some kind,
Christmas.
But, like, I guess because the stage was wet or there was a threat of rain, they just came out and did one song and dance and then peace
well,
out.
Well, yeah, that was. I think that was one of the negatives for us, is that because of the hurricane, a lot of the shows were adjusted.
Yeah,
or
the,
like,
main castle show was also a short, like, kind of quick song or two, and then they were done. Yeah, but, and, you know, in retrospect, I can understand it, but that was another cool kind of addition, because usually during the day, it's just Stitch and Buzz, which is still cool. Stitch and Buzz come out individually to do, like, a little, like, meet and greet thing on the stage, but the fact that it came out and it was going to be like a Christmas show, you're like, this is
Stitch
cool.
Stitch was wearing a Christmas outfit. It was so cute.
Yes, he was.
Oh my god, I wish that Buzz had a Santa hat on.
I imagine that would have been hard to get on.
But how cool would that have been?
Right.
I think for, so my original number one was the no wait lines.
Yes,
but
which is still
I will
a good
say,
number
it,
one.
Oh yeah, but I will say another one for me were those extra touches, like those. Like, when we walked in, and I was like, look at all the Christmas, look at all, like, we got a special ornament.
Which you got to walk down a normally closed off cast member only area to be like, we're going to funnel you people through this one here to get the ornament. That's what you
got.
Yeah,
we got our special ornament, we got,
And those are nothing to snuff at either.
No, they're
like
really
hardcore,
nice ornaments.
Heavy, like, ornaments.
Yeah, and like, there were all the lights, it just was, I mean... We spent the first 2 hours just kind of exploring because the kids were asleep and all that. And that I love. Like, when we had those extended evening hours in February when we went and the kids fell asleep again,
we did the same thing.
We just kind of walked around and got to see it. And it go, you know, there were definitely less people. So you got to see what the park looks like like without people and the lights and all the extra touches and the Christmas, and they had Christmas music playing the whole time, and just that kind of stuff. It just made me so happy, just being, because I love this season, like this time of year is my favorite time of year, so mm-hmm. being able to kind of kick off our holiday season early, because we went early November too, and true. Kind of see it all, just made me so happy. Mm-hmm. So I think they did a really good job with all that, and plus we didn't go and see all of the extra characters, but there were a lot of exclusive characters you could have seen. Yes. A lot of that we didn't do that because the kids were sleeping, and I don't want to wait in line.
Yeah,
but, not particularly. But, you know, yeah. there's all those, like, extra things that you could do, which was cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, now that we've had our conversation and we've talked about the cost.
Yes.
It goes, you know, was it worth it, and would you do it again?
Was it worth it? Yes. If you're somebody, like, I could see myself, like, if we did an adults-only trip during that time, like, no offense, I love my kids. But let's say we hadn't brought them for whatever reason. It was just us. Like, I would have done the... And if I could use some sort of power to remove the tropical storm.
Right.
And be like, don't be around. Mm-hmm. I would probably have still made that same plan of no park during the day and have, like, a pool day or something other. Like, well, it's just adults, like a Disney Springs day or something like that. Whatever, yeah. It doesn't matter.
I would, like, go to the pool.
Oh, I know.
That's, but like, my favorite place to be.
Right. But then, like, go and do the Christmas party there, and then, like, be able to do all the things that you probably would want to do during the day, but you'd have to be more strategic with Genie Plus, Lightning Lanes, all that jazz. You didn't have to do that for this.
Yeah.
And it would have been super easy to get there at, like, 4 and just kind of mill about for a bit, because there's still people in the park.
Right.
The regular folks still in the park. But once they were funneling out, you could see those numbers for wait times drop. Because all the security lines were like, nope, where's your band? Nope, get out. And so to have that time from 7 to midnight, 5 hours, where you can basically, you're not alone in the park, but it's only wristbanded people in the park. But most everybody, from what I could see, they were going from individual, like the 4 stations where you could get the treats and stuff, waiting around for the parades, waiting for the fireworks. Like, you plan it well enough. Like, the fireworks at 9, I think. Mm-hmm. So if you're, like, if the kids had been awake, or it was just...
No, I think they were at 10.
Were they at 10? Well, either way. Okay, so if they're at 9, I would say 8:30. If they're at 10, at 9:30. If the kids had been awake at that point, or more awake, or if it was just us, 30 minutes before the fireworks is when I would have said, let's go. You jump on all the rides and do all this, because that's when people are getting out of the lines to go wait for the line, air quotes, for the parades and stuff. So, just based on the fact that it's a lesser number of people, which means that you can get on more rides and stuff, and they have, like, the Christmassy, like, parts to them and all that, I think it makes it worth it. Yes, it's an additional cost, and yes, if you don't do the research into it, you can easily get confused and think, sweet, there's a party, my day ticket gets you in. No, it doesn't. But yeah, I think, like, it was worth it to do it once. Do I think it's worth it to do it again? I think it depends. Like, for the treats and stuff, nah, not really. Like, that was nice, but again, you and I made comments that could have been better in some ways. Parades and all that, yeah, you know what, parades are cool, but again, I think I agree with you. It's not something that I need to camp out for if I happen upon it. Like, oh, cool, that was awesome.
Yeah.
For the lesser wait times, yes. Like, if the cost turns out to be not that much more than a regular day ticket, yeah, I would rather do the nighttime one. Even if the kids passed out at like 10 or 10:30, you still get at least a good 3 hours there where you can jump on stuff and get to do stuff, hopefully.
Well, and for me, I think, like, going with the cost, especially, like, now with the fact that Genie Plus is fluctuating costs.
So $29.
Yeah, day, like, man. This past week it was $29 per a person. So, you know, even if park tickets were only $120 or something, you're basically paying that with Genie Plus if you want to ride anything in Magic Kingdom. So for me, especially if it was just adults, but if we could have had the kids nap and be awake for that amount of time, I would have easily done, like, all of the go-to Magic Kingdom rides. Now, also, the other part of it is that with our family, we don't ride every single thing in Magic Kingdom because it's a great park, but it's not our number one park. You know, our number one park, I think now, is probably Hollywood Studios because The kids love the all of the Star Wars rides, and they can ride all of them.
Yep.
Toy Story. And then Abby's obsessed with Tower of Terror. So there's a lot of things there that they're really excited about.
Yeah.
But there are things in Magic Kingdom that we do all the time. Haunted Mansion, Pirates, Space Mountain obviously is now going to be a number one.
Yep.
But, you know, there's all these things that we're going to do. Jungle Cruise, whatever. So to be able to do all of our priorities, and Peter Pan's not a priority for us, so we don't have to worry about that.
No, but you could get on it much easier.
Right.
Yeah.
So being able much to do all easily. Of that easily and not have to stress. So, like, we did Magic Kingdom the next day, and we did a bunch of rides. But we also didn't worry that much about needing to get to all the things because we knocked a bunch of it out. And if the kids had been awake, we would have knocked out almost everything. So
yeah.
we were kind of a little bit more leisure when it came to Magic Kingdom the next day, which was nice. It was nice to not have to run and rush to all the things because we got to be able to do a bunch of stuff.
We lightning laned the Jingle Cruise, which was nice to do that. I think we grabbed Pirates,
I think.
No, we didn't. We just walked onto that one, basically, I think. It was early in the day.
I don't remember what we did, but...
Well, like, we lightning laned Haunted Mansion because we randomly had one.
Right.
There was stuff that was randomly shut down, too, which kind of had an effect on things, as usual.
But it was... So, for me... Well, and also, considering what type of trip you have, right? So, we had a very short trip. This was a...
It was a Tuesday to a Saturday,
Yes, and we lost a day-ish.
Well, we lost the rest day,
We lost the rest day, and we lost half a day because the park closed early.
Right, because we were going to have extended hours on the Wednesday, and that didn't
happen. Right, because we were staying at a deluxe resort. So, we lost a couple of things there. But with a short stay, I think the party makes a lot of sense because it's a really good way to knock out a lot of Magic Kingdom stuff.
Yes.
And also have a little bit of an extra thing, especially because you're going to probably end up spending very close to that during the day, especially if you're going to do Genie Plus or if you're going to buy an individual Lightning Lane and Genie Plus, definitely. So
right.
It's kind of nice to have that little extra there. And it's a decent amount of time. You get in at 4:00.
You get in at 4:00, and again, and to your point earlier about, like, the people who do know, if they have a travel agent, or if they just have done the research, and they recognize, oh man, like, Magic Kingdom's going to be closing earlier than usual, they'll have, the stupid 2:00 park hopping rule. I shouldn't use that word. A lot of people have hopped out at that point, because they'll go, oh, well, I'm not going to stick around until 6:00 because I could get more time at Hollywood Studios, Epcot, or the Animal Kingdom if I hop at 2:00.
Right.
So by, like, I think with this time we set for ourselves for hopping, it's like hop at 1:30, get on a bus or whatever at 1:30. So you got more people hopping out. That means like 4:00 rolls around. You can go in and I forget what we did basically. We probably got on something. I just don't remember what it was.
When we got there?
Yeah.
Dumbo?
We probably did Dumbo. Yeah. We did the teacups. We did a bunch. Like, we did some stuff because they didn't have long waits.
Oh, we did the Speedway.
Right, Carlin we did the Speedway.
Yeah.
And, like, we did some stuff because we were there and a lot of people were already starting to siphon out. Like, towards
You go on It's a Small World and I didn't? I feel like that also happened. Like, Gregory and I went and did something else. Because I was not going on It's a Small World.
Yeah, I think we did. I think because we were looking for something to do, and it just didn't have a
Gregory
wait.
Gregory and I did not do that.
No, you guys went and did something else. But, like, It's a Small World.
I think we got
wait.
A snack.
You might have. But that was, like, the thing, too, was that 4:00 is when, like, it's 2 hours after park hopping has started. So some people have already, like, busted out of there. Other people are beginning to realize that, oh, crap, we only got 2 hours. So they're running around trying to go to the major things they want to get on. And then the security lines start up with their wands and stuff to be like, no. Wrist, like, you start to see the wristbands more and more. And then non-wristbands are, they're out of there.
The sound effects you add are fantastic, by the way.
That's what I do.
So, I mean, I think for me, I would definitely do it again. But I also love that season, right?
Yeah.
I think it was very worth it for all of that. But it would be a lot better, I think... as the kids get older.
When they're able to actually go through the day and not be
nap time. You know, maybe next year, I think Abby would be fine next year. Gregory, you know, he'll be four, so it's hard, you know?
Yeah, he might still be a little
But in a couple of years, you know, especially when Gregory's five and Abby's seven, I definitely think
that would be a little easier, yeah.
You know, and they would be able to get on basically everything, so.
Yes, because he's already 40 inches.
Right.
So,
So I think it's just you have to weigh that, you know, whether with the cost. I and we didn't do this, but I could also see, especially if you have a short trip,
this is
your Magic Kingdom day. Not if it's your first trip.
No,
it's your first trip. If it's your first trip, then no. But if it's you've been before, you go regularly, then you could use this as your Magic Kingdom day, and then you have, and then maybe you only have two other days for parks, or you're going to hop to Magic Kingdom another day, like that kind of thing, because you're able to knock a lot of stuff down, so a lot of stuff out that you don't have, you know, you don't have to worry.
Yeah.
But if it's your first trip, then no, you definitely need a whole day at Magic Kingdom if it's your very first trip.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that was good. Do you have any other things you wanted to mention? No. You're shaking your head. You know they can't see you, right?
But I was contemplating. They don't need to see me shaking my head. No. No, I think we pretty much covered the ins and outs of the Christmas party and what's good and what's.
I'm really glad we did it. I'm really glad we went. I know that it was touch and go for a while whether or not we were even going to go on the trip because of the pending hurricane. So,
annoyances.
Despite everything, I had a great time. I'm really glad we did it. If you are debating it, I definitely think it's worth it to at least try it once and experience it. And then, you know, you don't have to do it again. But I think I would look at it again for next year and kind of weigh the costs and all of that and see. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Once again, this was Unlocking Adventures, the podcast. We had a great time talking with all of you. Two people, maybe. I'm going to think we have two listeners now versus just the one.
Upgrade.
Both my parents, you know. But thank you so much. If you're looking for any more travel tips and tricks, feel free to visit us at unlockingadventures.com. And also follow us along at Adventures by Lisa Kay on both Facebook and Instagram for all of your travel needs and all of those things. So thank you again and have a wonderful day.
Cheers.